I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I am a big fan of daily projects, particularly this one. And there's some others as well, but Side Hustle School has been going for 2,621 days in a row without a break, 7 days a week, of course. So I loved getting today's question in because the question is about maintaining momentum for daily projects. And you can also think of this as any sort of semi-regular project, I think in daily, but it could be weekly or every other day or some other cadence. Are you running a daily project, a semi-regular project, and starting to feel the repetition weighing you down? How can you keep the momentum up? Well, many side hustlers, online creators, whether you're a photographer, a blogger, something else entirely, coder, a cake maker, I don't know, you know, anything else that we've talked about in more than 2,000 episodes, you could face this challenge. And how do you, in fact, keep that spark alive if it's the right thing to do? That's also an alternative, you know, to just stop doing it and do something else. Let's talk about it. We're going to hear from someone who started a daily photography project. I follow some of those on Instagram and elsewhere. It's always fun to see, like, you know, how the project evolves and if the person is able to maintain, you know, if they're able to kind of see it through whatever they committed to. So what are some tips or strategies Alex is asking for? I'll let him ask the question, then my detailed response right after the quick break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey there, I'm Alex, and I've recently started a daily photography project, sharing a new image each day on my blog and social media. Initially, I was like excited, but now, a few months in, I'm starting to feel a bit bored and less motivated. Do you have any tips or strategies for keeping daily projects fresh and interesting? And how do other creators deal with the monotony that can come with daily content creation?
Hey, Alex, congrats on the project. I am a big fan of daily projects, of course, not just with the blog, but some other stuff I do. There's just a lot of momentum to it. The flip side, of course, is it can get tiring. It can get draining. It can become a bit of a burden. So what you want to do, assuming you're still committed to it, I also think there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, I'm ready to move on to something else, that's okay. But assuming you're still committed to it, then you want to kind of make it work for you. Like, find a way to ask yourself, like, what can I do to continue to be motivated by this so that it's not monotonous, it's actually inspiring and engaging. One thing you can do is having some themes. So like a weekly theme or a monthly theme, or like, I'm just going to do this kind of photography for a while. Perhaps some collaboration could also be good. Collaboration, inspiration, some kind of partnership or cross-pollination. Audience engagement really matters a lot. Like, if you're able to have people responding to comments or, you know, hosting a challenge of their own or participating, that can also drive a lot of external motivation, which then helps you get going. Maybe something I should have said at the start is your daily project could be 5 days a week. It doesn't have to be seven. You can build some breaks into the process, or it can be a daily project for a month. Doesn't have to be a daily project for a year. You know, you can set parameters. A lot of podcasts have seasons where they then take off for months at a time. So there's lots of different ways to do it. I think the key point is to find a way to make it work for you. And whenever you start losing the momentum, just ask yourself, what can I do to rework it a little bit? Milestones, you know, and timelines along the way are always good as well. So I think it's a wonderful thing, but it has to work for you. So just adjust it as you see fit. Good luck with the project, Alex. Listeners, I want to make sure I'm supporting you too. So let me know how things are going, what we can do to help. SideHustleSchool.com. Continue to feature questions and input projects from listeners along the way every single day, 7 days a week, because it's a daily project. That's all for now. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.